It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll get a sneak peek at what's new this season on Wisconsin Public Television's Wisconsin Life.
First, state lawmakers have proposed a bill that would allow anyone to build on certain wetlands in Wisconsin without a permit. Yesterday, Republican Senator Roger Roth, a co-sponsor of that bill, said that the bill includes steps to ensure that there's no loss of wetlands in the state.
To mitigate, that means that the DNR will let you fill that in, but in place of doing that, they're going to require that you mitigate that or create another wetland at a higher ratio, anywhere between 1.2 and 1.7 to 1, somewhere else within the watershed or the state. So it's important for everyone to know that under this bill, there is no net loss of wetlands here in the state of Wisconsin.
But environmentalists fear that the provisions in the bill to protect wetlands elsewhere would not go far enough.
Erin O'Brien is with us now. She's the Policy Programs Director for the Wetlands, Wisconsin Wetlands Association. Erin, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Erin, what was your first reaction to this proposal?
Well, the very first reaction was surprise because we didn't know it was coming, and it snuck up on us on a Friday afternoon. And then I'd say disappointment because we weren't consulted on the provisions of the bill, and it's a fairly extreme proposal as it currently stands.
How do you see the proposal as it stands affecting wetlands here in Wisconsin?
Well, the impacts are substantial because what the bill does is it removes and completely eliminates protections for about 20% of the wetlands in the state, and that's a conservative estimate. And it would affect no less than and probably significantly more than 1 million acres of the state's wetlands.
We just heard from Senator Roth. He was on our program yesterday, and he was pointing out that the bill as it stands allows for some mitigation there for wetlands to be created if there is a wetland filled in or restored elsewhere. Is that enough?
No, it's not enough, unfortunately. I mean, the first thing you have to remember when we talk about wetlands and wetland protection is that the state of Wisconsin has already lost nearly half of its historic wetlands. So we have about 5.3 million acres remaining from about 10 million acres pre-settlement. So we already feel the consequences of historic wetland losses in the state. And though it sounds reasonable to say, well, we're going to allow some fill here and we're going to restore more wetlands someplace else, the wetlands that are restored are rarely of the same quality, type or function of the ones that are lost, and they're not in the same location. And the thing that's important to know with wetlands is that they form due to the presence of water to perform certain functions. So they are where the water is and wants to go, and they develop in ways that that help manage that water. So even if we are creating more and bigger wetlands elsewhere, we're still losing valuable benefits on the landscape in the areas where the impacts occur.
When you talk about a potential loss of quality and type of wetlands when a new wetland, say, is created, what kind of quality is being lost? What's the danger that you see?
Well, you know, what's really interesting to me when listening to the bill's authors talk about this bill and your program and others is there seems to be some confusion about what these non-federal wetlands are. There seems to be the assumption that they are only in farm fields or empty lots, when in fact the kinds of wetlands that this bill affects are very diverse and very high quality. So they include forested ephemeral ponds, which are very abundant in northern Wisconsin, some bogs and other diverse, beautiful and ecologically important wetland types. And some of these types are difficult to replace. Others, like, for instance, a wooded wetland, it's almost impossible to replace them because they take, you know, it would take a lifetime for those trees to regenerate to provide the same habitat values and the same conditions as the wetlands that are lost.
Now, Senator Roth on our program yesterday said that this new legislation would put Wisconsin in line with most other states in the country, and that most don't have this level of wetlands protection at the state level, that they rely more on the federal protections for those that are adjacent to waterways. So is there a case to be made that Wisconsin is a bit of an outlier here and that this bill could bring Wisconsin back into mainstream wetlands practice?
Well, there's two things I'd like to address on that point. You know, the first is that it's not correct that there's only one or two states in the nation that have some protections on their law, on their books for isolated wetlands. One of the challenges in making the assessment of how widespread non-federal wetland or isolated wetlands protections are is that they're called different things in different locations. So one state might call them geographically isolated wetlands, another state might call them vernal pools or isolated wetlands. And so we're in the process now. We haven't had a lot of time yet since the bill was released to try to do that assessment to bring a more accurate number to the table in terms of how many states in the country actually have some measure of protection for these wetlands. But the other thing that's important when thinking about whether or if Wisconsin is an outlier is that you have to think about our unique geology and our unique landscape. So there are places in the nation, and Wisconsin happens to be one of them, where because of our history of glaciation, we happen to have a significantly higher abundance of this type of wetland in our state than in many other states in the nation. So you wouldn't necessarily need as strong of protections in a place like Texas or New Mexico or other arid places, because they just don't have the diversity and abundance of this wetland type. But we happen to have quite a bit. And the consequences of allowing those wetlands to be entirely unprotected could be substantial.
We're talking with Aaron O'Brien right now, Policy Programs Director for the Wisconsin Wetlands Association. We're talking about a proposed bill in the state legislature that would allow people and companies to build in certain wetlands areas without a permit. And Aaron, I think earlier you said this would affect about 20% of the wetlands in Wisconsin that weren't already protected under federal law because they were adjacent to a major waterway. 20% is, how significant is that number?
Well, the number that we hear from DNR is actually between 20 to 30%. So 20% is a conservative number. And as I mentioned earlier, the estimate is that that means not less than 1 million acres of wetlands and probably much higher than that. So a substantial portion of the state's wetlands.
Do you think it's a fair case or question to answer about whether existing state wetlands laws act as a disincentive to businesses?
Well, I think it's a fair conversation to have. And first I want to say, you know, there is a provision in the bill that speaks specifically to the case of exempting permit requirements for artificial wetlands. Those would be areas that might develop some wet characteristics as a result of human modifications, but don't really have the true history of wetlands, mostly as defined by the development of a special type of soils. So certainly, we should be having a conversation about whether or how our wetland regulations apply to those areas, and there's lots of room, I think, for discussion and improvement on that subject. And there's also room for discussion on how are our laws working? Are there ways for them to work better so that they can provide the functions they provide in terms of protective services and really, I mean, the purpose of regulations is a disincentive to causing harm to the resource. So there's always room to improve how those laws work, but refining our laws or improving their implementation is a very different thing than actually removing the protections altogether. And that's the thing that concerns us the most about this bill, is that it's being proposed sort of winner takes all without really having that dialogue of what problem are we trying to solve and what other options are available to us to address those concerns.
Could you talk a little bit about what role wetlands play in Wisconsin's ecosystem?
Sure. There's a long and a short answer to that question, because they provide a lot of benefits. With this particular type of wetland, isolated and ephemeral wetlands, they do several very important things, and it's another point that Senator Roth made that was actually not accurate. He made the assertion that these are not the wetlands that are providing flood control, and he seems to think that it's only the wetlands adjacent to our lakes, rivers, and streams that do that. And in fact, that's not correct, because these wetlands are, though they are small, they are abundant on the landscape, and they tend to be depressional in nature. And so when rain and snowmelt moves across the landscape, these wetlands capture that water. They hold it back. They let it infiltrate into the soil. And as a result, it's not all running downstream at high volume and high velocity. So all of those, those mechanics combined mean that these wetlands are incredibly important for protecting downstream communities and downstream infrastructure from flooding. And as you know, we've seen a great deal of flooding in the state of Wisconsin in recent years, and it seems to be getting worse all the time. The other two functions that I'll point out that are incredibly important are that these wetlands are highly valued for waterfowl and duck production, and they also provide year-long base flow to our cold water trout streams. So in the summer when other waterways might, where the precipitation is drying up, these wetlands are discharging cold groundwater and keeping those trout streams healthy and productive.
And Aaron, as we start to wrap up, where do you see this bill going moving forward, and what role will your organization be trying to play here?
Well, our hope is that this bill is withdrawn and that we can hit the reset button and go back to the table and talk about, again, what problem we're trying to solve and what are the best approaches that are, supportive of our economic development and business goals, but not harming resources in the process. And our organization is always available for those conversations. We are very eager to have those discussions both with legislators and proponents of this particular policy, and we hope that happens moving forward. The other thing I will say also is that we would also really like to see this legislature mm-hmm. pay some attention to other wetland needs beyond just looking at how our wetland regulations affecting businesses, because we have a lot of opportunities.
And we have to leave it there. Aaron, we're out of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Aaron O'Brien is the Policy Programs Director for the Wisconsin Wetlands Association, talking about a bill in the state legislature that would allow people and companies to build in certain wetlands areas without a permit.